This is Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting. It's halftime.
That's right, and welcome back to Tulare. 8:50 or so to go. Well, that's the first halftime break. They'll probably have a second break as well, which I guess basically what I'm saying is we got plenty of time here to talk about the first half of play. We'll talk officials in a few moments as well. We'll get you to that, and of course, we'll take a look at that scoreboard. Let's start off with the explanation of our current scoreboard, 26-0 Faulkton. The Trojans would strike first after a long opening drive by Hitchcock Tulare. All the way to the Faulkton 5, they would turn the ball over on downs. Trojans would quickly turn that into 6 points as they march the length of the field, capping off with a 2-yard Garrett Kramer run. That came with 2:18 to play in the first. The 2-point pass lane caught to Drake Mueller was good, and it was 8-0 Faulkton. One more opening quarter score for the Trojans, 107 to play in the first. They would score on a 52-yard Kramer run. The 2-point run failed, and it was 14-0 after one. Two more Faulkton touchdowns in the second with 8:14 to play in the second, a 40-yard Lane Cotton run. The 2-point pass was no good. It was 20-0, and with 3:02 to play in the second, an 11-yard Garrett Kramer run, his third of the first half. The 2-point pass attempt on that one was no good, and that leads us to our halftime score of Faulkton 26, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. As we mentioned, our scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, located in downtown Huron. Lori and Kylie at the Mirror, offering cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions, all available. You can stop in or call 605-883-HAIR to get an appointment with Lori, 605-883-HAIR. Or you can call or text Kylie directly, 605-553-1628. For the Mirror Family Hair Care, 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. Styles for every member of the family at the Mirror Family Hair Care. And they bring us our scoreboard updates as we take a look here. Stanley County extending their lead on DeSmet at the end of the half. Stanley County 26, DeSmet 16. Iroquois Lake Preston down 42-0 nearing halftime against Freeman Marion Freeman Academy. Other scores around the area here. Let's see. Parkston leading Platte Geddes by a score of 24-0. Great Plains Lutheran on Waverly South Shore 32-0. Warner leading Leola Frederick 21-0. Woolsey Wessington now a lead with under a minute to play in the second quarter. Woolsey Wessington 26, Gregory 20 as the third-rated Warbirds taking on the top-rated Gregory Gorillas at home. Let's see if there's any 11-man action to pass along. Miller, Highmore, Harrell, Woonsocket, and Westington Springs, Sanborn Central up on Scotland Meadow 38-6 with 5 minutes left to play in the first half. And Miller, Highmore, Harrell trailing Mount Vernon Plankinton at the half 30-0. So that is a check of the scoreboard, and your scoreboard updates are brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, located in downtown Huron. Scoreboard here in Tulare reads Faulkton 26, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. We'll dig into more of what led to that after another 2-minute timeout. Back with more halftime show in 2 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony, 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Tulare as we break down the numbers for the visiting Falkton Trojans. Trojans came in at 1-0 on this young season, picked up a win over Ipswich in the season opener. Falkton again 1-0, currently leading Hitchcock Tulare 26-0. In the passing game, Lane Cotton is 2 out of 4 for 48 yards. At the break here, Drake Mueller has a catch for 8. Spencer Milius a catch for 10. Again, just 4 passing attempts in the first half for Falkton. Lane Cotton, 2 out of 4 for 48. Drake Mueller a catch for 8. Spencer Milius a catch for 40. On the ground, Lane Cotton, 1 carry, 40 yards and a touchdown. Tristan Balloon, 3 carries, 52 yards. Spencer Milius, 3 carries, 16 yards. Garrett Kramer at the break, 8 totes for 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Falkton has ran up around 200 on the ground and 4 scores in the first half. Another 50 or so through the air. Falkton has been penalized 2 times in the first half for a total of 25 yards. So Falkton dominating on the ground and dominating on the scoreboard, 26-0. Another 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with the Patriot numbers. You're listening to the Halftime Show. Falkton leading Hitchcock Tulare 26-0. Back in 2 minutes with more Halftime. 2 minutes on KOKK.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
30-something. Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrellos will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrellos will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Coming up at Mitchell Livestock Market, Mitchell, South Dakota, starting out on Wednesday morning, August 30th, 8 a.m. sharp, selling the butcher cows and bulls, 9 a.m. selling the fat cattle, then back on the way-ups, breeding stock and baby and starter kids. We will have 40 black and Charlotte cross calves weighing 250 to 450 pounds, 20 black calves weighing 250 to 350, 10 black calves weighing 2.5 to 3.5, all head around to shots, and they'll be selling right off the cow after the way-ups on Wednesday. No feeder cattle sale on Thursday, August 31st, as we have quite a few of our employees that have children in the 4-H and FFA competitions at the South Dakota State Fair. Make sure you attend the State Fair in Huron and support these young and upcoming farmers and ranchers. Mitchell Livestock Market's next feeder cattle special will be on Thursday, September 7th, expecting 2,000 heads.
Hey, for more information, you get the officials written down over there from that pregame announcement? Oh, you got them?
Check out MitchellLivestockAuction.com or go to Mitchell Livestock Market's Facebook page. Have a great day and thank you for Mitchell Livestock Market,
your
livestock market in Mitchell, South Dakota.
You're important. Tante.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
And welcome back to Tulare, breaking down some Patriot numbers from the first half of play. Brendan Knoll through the air, 4 of 12, 125, and 2 interceptions. One picked off by Garrett Kramer, one picked off by Charlie Dieter. Again, Brendan Knoll, 4 of 12, 125, and 2 picks. Eric Salmon, 2 catches for 78. Peyton Chasinghawk, a catch for 48. And Blaze Binger, a catch for minus 1. Again, 125 through the air and a couple of picks for Noel. On the ground, Peyton Chasing Hawk, two carries for minus four. Blaze Binger, a carry for minus three. Brandon Noel, six totes for 12 yards. And Eric Salmon, 14 carries for 67. So the Patriots ran about 80 on the ground, another 125 through the air. Peel off 10 penalty yards as the Patriots penalized in the first half just one time for 10 yards. So again, we'd like to thank the Mirror Family Hair Care for bringing us a scoreboard update, which we will do here in just a moment. And we would also like to thank the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as they bring us the reading of the officials. Now, as I've mentioned a few times throughout the night, we are breaking in some new systems, some new equipment. We'll bring you soon the option of watching video, and we've got a new link to the studio here that we're trying out as far as the audio goes. So a lot of new and exciting things happening with Riverfront Broadcasting in the sports department here, but got to test it out in the real world, and that's what we're doing here the first couple of weeks. But we'll have video running for you here real soon. And again, we forgot the officials in the pregame show. Well, I wouldn't say forgot, didn't get to them. And also the scoreboard, haven't been able to pass along a lot of that to this point, but we will get that done here. And again, as we get a little more comfortable with the equipment, of course, things will go a little more smoothly. So the reading of the officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Joe Fredrickson, Jeff Morehouse, Mike Lockram, James Benning, and Travis Van Hofwegen. Your officiating crew, your law on the field here in Tulare. Joe Fredrickson, Jeff Morehouse, Mike Lockram, James Benning, and Travis Van Hofwegen. It's your officiating crew. Thanks again to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Okay, trying to get the word back from the studio. Okay, there we got the text. All right, so let's take a look at the scoreboard. It's brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Scoreboard so far, Stanley County extends their lead on DeSmet at the break, 26-16. Other games from around the area here. Falkton leading Hitchcock Tulare, 26-0. Over to 9A, Marion Freeman. Freeman Academy has blanked Iroquois Lake Preston 50-0. Woolsey Westington has a touchdown lead on Gregory at the half, 28-20. That's at Woolsey Westington. Let's see here. No 9AA. We'll move on to 11-man football as Woonsocket Westington Springs Sanborn Central has extended their lead to 44-6 over Scotland Menlo. And one more 11-man score would be Miller Highmore Herald, and they trail Mount Vernon Blankenden 44-0. So that's your scoreboard update. Scoreboard brought to you by
kicking off for the Patriots.
The Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron, as we get set here for the second half of play. And again, Falkton, a 26-0 lead at the break. And now we'll start off the second half here with the football. So again, that I mentioned there before, kind of problematic for the Patriots needing to get something before the break and couldn't get it done, and now they'll give it up to Falkton trailing 26-0 to start the third quarter. Chasing off the kickoff man, and he will try to squib it up the middle, and it's knocked down by who else? Tristan Balloon. He is having himself a sneaky good game. Had some big runs there. Some big stops. See if they can get him a big run here as they come back on the field on a first and 10. They'll go from their own 42. It will be Cotton from the gun. A receiver to the right, a wing right, and Kramer the lone man in the backfield, and he will get the carry. Tried to bounce it back in, sniffed out, dropped for a loss. That's going to be a pretty big loss, about 4 yards. Couple of players got through. Salmon part of it, Maynard part of it.
And Maynard on the tackle.
All right, do it again!
So this time Kramer will lose four.
And 14.
And will make it second and 14. Second half just underway in Tulare. And we'll get a whistle, and we'll get a timeout. Somebody from the Falkton coaching staff saw something they didn't like. And with 11:25 to play in the third quarter, we'll take a quick timeout. Send it back to the studios. We'll take a minute, a 60-second break on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal.
Right, so
and what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center.
If you picked up what I was talking there,
right
it's
here.
On another mic. Welcome back to Two Lair. It'll be Cotton from the gun. Three receivers right. Lone man in the backfield is Balloon. Quick pass right side is off the hands and incomplete for Drake Mueller.
Cotton is incomplete.
So Falkton, a 26-0 lead, and makes a few adjustments in the second half here. And boy, they might want to go back to whatever they were doing in the first half as they lose 4 yards on the first play. This one falls incomplete, and now I want to say for the first time tonight, Falkton looking at a long third down. Third and about 14, their own 39. They'll go back to Old Faithful, the double wing single back. Here's the motion man. And they'll pitch it over to him, Spencer Milius. And Milius, the ball comes loose, and it's covered at the 50-yard line, and it looks like Falkton got it back.
Covered by the Trojans.
Yep, getting on top of it there was Charlie Dieter.
Dieter. Trojans retain possession.
So they'll end up with 12 yards on the fumble that they did recover. So a lucky break there for Falkton, and now they'll be looking at a fourth and a long one. They'll go back, double wing, single back. Cotton under center. Kramer's the motion man. He'll get the pitch, trying to follow Cotton, and he is shy of the mid down, but can they bring him down? They did. So they will turn back Kramer on the big fourth down run, and will turn things back over to Hitchcock Tulare. And again, still a lot of football to be played. And the Patriot defense makes the big play coming out of the halftime break. We'll see if they can turn it back over, put some points on the board. They need to get something going here. Still 10.5 to play third quarter. A lot of football to be played, but the yards have come hard here for the Patriots here tonight. Here's Nielsen over the ball. It'll be Noel from the gun. One wide each side. Solomon, lone man in the backfield. On a first and 10 from midfield, Noel back to pass. Pump fake, left side, wings it. And the ball tapped incomplete. And a nice play defensively there by Carter Schulte.
Pass to Blaze Bear is incomplete. He's up second down. And
Schulte able to reach out at the last second there and knock it away. Binger had a step on him, but Schulte a little bit longer. And able to get up in the air and knock it down. Incomplete pass makes it second and 10 for midfield. And stops the clock with 10:34 to play here in the third. Here again comes Nielsen. The center over the football. Noel from the gun. One wide each side. Solomon again, the lone man in the backfield. The snap on a second and 10 again. Noel the pass. Quick pass left side. Complete. Derek Johnson at midfield, and he gets nothing. Oh, yeah, they will give him to the 49, so there's a gain of around a yard or so.
Gain of a yard. He's up third down and 9.
So now a third and 9, and they are just across midfield. More than likely, probably two downs to get this here. I would assume maybe go for it if you don't get it here, but third and 9 at the Falkton 49. Here is Noel from the gun. Two wide left, one right. Solomon in the backfield. He'll throw the block. Noel's got a little room inside the 50. Spun around, and that's it. He's going to go for no gain. And somebody came blazing through.
After a gain of a short one.
It was Spencer Milius, almost looked untouched. And so Noel will pick up no gain here. And we'll make it fourth. Well, he might have got about half or three quarters of a yard. Call it fourth and a long eight. Here comes Blaze Binger with the call from the sideline, and 9:20 to play here in the third. Falk at a 26-0 lead. Patriots did get them to turn the ball over in that first possession, but now needing a score. Facing a fourth and nine from the 48-yard line of the Trojans. Noel, empty backfield again. Back to pass, and he got nearly sacked, and the pass ends up falling incomplete.
Ball goes over to the Trojans on downs. First.
So Faulkton will get it back on downs.
48-yard line.
And we'll take back over right about midfield there with 8:59 to play in the third. Well, the Tigers, I guess I kind of forgot the Tigers taking on T tonight, and I got Duffy all set up on the technological end before I left town, and I haven't got any texts indicating that there have been any problems, so I guess I can uncross my toes. I'm going to keep the fingers crossed just in case. Here's Kramer, and he is wiped out. Loss of a couple. Well, the Patriots seem to have figured something out here in the second half as far as Kramer is concerned after an 8-carry, 118-yard, 3-touchdown first half. His second half are carries of minus 4, minus 2, and minus 2. So whatever magic Kramer had in the first half hasn't been able to duplicate that thus far, as Kramer will now come out and they'll bring Balloon in, the lone man in the backfield. They'll go one wide each side. Cotton on a second and around 12. Snaps on the ground. He picks it up. He's off and running. Cotton across midfield. Got a block. 45-40. Knocked out of bounds around the 39. See where they mark him. Looks like it will be the 39. They get the 10 they needed and a few more.
10 for the Trojans at the 39-yard line.
So first and 10, Faulkton inside the Patriot 40. Trojans on top here, 26-0, 8 minutes left in the third. They'll go back to the eye. Balloon in front of Kramer, Cotton under center. One wide to the right is other five, Carter Hall. They'll fake the pitch, give it to Balloon. Balloon breaks through the first tackle and the second tackle inside the 30 and down to the 25.
Balloon
with 15 on the rumble there.
After a gain of enough for a first down for the Trojans.
Down to the 26, first and 10 with 7:40 left in the third here. And Kramer had his shine in the first half there where they couldn't bring him down. And now maybe it'll be Balloon's half. Balloon did have a couple of runs in the first half, three totes for 52, including one big one. And do we have an equipment issue, or we had lights on in the end zone. They got those off quickly. And is that what it was, a mouth guard? They took care of it quickly either way. Cotton from the gun, Balloon behind him, one wide each side on a first and 10. Fake the handoff, Balloon, man, wide open over there is Hall. Little shake and bake at the 20, 15, 10. He slips his man, he's in for six. That is from 27 yards out, and I guess that was Spencer Milius, but I don't even know if it was a forward pass, to be honest with you. It was from about 28. No? So the score comes with 7:08 to play in the third. On the pass, Cotton to Milius. So 32 now as the Trojans look for two with 7:09 to play in the third. It'll be Cotton under center, same double wing, single back, Kramer in motion. They'll fake it to Kramer, and Cotton going to have it himself. He's going to throw it, lobs it back of the end zone. Somebody came soaring in. Did he make the catch? He did. Wow. What a catch. I think that might have been Milius again, and they convert 34-0. The Trojans on top. We're back to Tulare in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
When is the right home truly the right
was
home?
Was that 10 again?
This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably
doesn't
make sense.
It's going to be easy if they stop the clock.
At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Welcome back here with 7:09 left here in the third. The Patriots extend their, or the Trojans extend their lead to 34-0. As again, the Patriots got the stop that they needed defensively coming out of the break. They trailed 26-0. They got the stop, but ended up giving the ball back and a couple of big plays, and a Faulkton touchdown. They did get the two-point conversion as well, and it was again to Milius. So Milius doing it all on that play. Catches the touchdown pass from 28, the two-point conversion pass to make it 34-0. Lane Cotton set to kick it away. He'll kick left to right. Brendan Knoll, the deep man, is 7:09 left here, third quarter, as the Trojans trying to stay unbeaten. They come in at 1-0. They beat Ipswich last week. Hitchcock-Tulare also a win last week. They beat Northwestern. Here's Cotton, the run up and a deep kick. This one on a hop, and it almost got past him. Knoll chases it down at the 5, back across the 10, the 15, slips a tackle, and he's down at the 17. And now we got a flag way back at the 40-yard line.
But there is a flag on the play.
And I think that's going to go against the Patriots, but we'll wait and see what the officials say. I know he got down to about the 17, so this is probably going to mark him back, I'd assume, inside the 10. We'll wait for the officials to talk it over. And again, the officials talking it over here. It looks like it'll be some sort of infraction against the Patriots, but we'll wait and see what the officials say. Be a personal foul against the Patriots. It'll be half the distance, so from the 17, that'll bring us to around the 8.5.
The goal will be marked off first and 10, the Patriots. Jackson was still blocking the kid when he's out of bounds. From the 10-yard line.
So, they'll go first and 10 from just inside the 10. It'll be Knoll from the gun. One wide each side. Solomon in the backfield. And a wing left. They'll go right hand side. Trying to follow the pile in a yard or so.
Solomon takes a handoff for a pair of yards to the second down. 8-yard marker.
Second and eight. Pickup is 2. Second and 8, Patriots out now to the 11. 6.5 left here in the third, nearing the midway point of the third quarter. The Trojans have built a 34-0 lead here on the defending 9B champs in Tulare. Noel rolls out, and he'll take it himself across the 10, the 15, the 20, and boy, that one worked out. Is
Noel on
from
the
11 to the 24, and a pickup of 13 and a first down.
First down. First and 10 at the 24-yard line.
Patriots on a first and 10. They'll be at the 24, 6-11. It looks like they stopped the clock there. He must have got out of bounds on the far side. As Noel will come to the sideline to get the play, and we'll be back underway. We'll get you a scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Again, thanks to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Our officiating crew, Joe Fredrickson, Jeff Morehouse, Mike Lockram, James Benning, and Travis Van Hofwigen. Your law on the field. Here's the Patriots, a first and 10, their own 24. Noel from the gun will follow the pile left side. He got a block from Salmon, cuts it back across the 25 and down to the 29. Pickup here is going to be 5 or maybe 6.
29-yard line. He's up second down and 5 for the Patriots.
And we'll call it a 5-yard gain, second and 5. Clock inside of 6 minutes now to play in the third, so midway point of the third quarter. As the Patriots just trying to get one on the board here, get a little something going, get a little momentum their way, as it has been a whole lot of Falkton in this one. Trojans, the majority of their damage first half on the ground, have been fairly quiet here thus far in the second, other than a couple of big plays leading that touchdown. Here's Noel, the option. He pitches it to Salmon. Salmon slips one tackle. Two others to take him down at the 35, and that will be enough for another Patriot
Salmon
first down.
The 35-yard line.
Should move the chains here. First down. And 10.
Patriots.
Patriot faithful giving them a quick hand on the first down, as they have not had a whole lot to cheer about here tonight. Patriots try to rally back. 5:15 left here in the third. A couple of first downs on this drive. They'll set up a first and 10 here, their own 35. First down's been a little hard to come by throughout the majority of this one. Noel currently 5 out of 15 for 126 yards and a couple of picks. Patriots have not put the ball on the ground and have not committed very many penalties. I got him down for 2 penalties for 20 yards. Here's Noel, the snap, back to pass, flushed out, nearly sacked. Oh boy, nice job of getting away there. Now he's got a couple in hot pursuit, 35, and he puts the body into him and picks up a couple extra yards.
Pulls it down and gets to the 41-yard line.
Down to the 41, the pickup is 6.
Pickup of 6 yards brings up 2nd and 4 for the Patriots.
Noel there putting the body on the line. Laying into him a little bit. Pick up a 6, 2nd and 4. 4:10 left in the third. Patriots so far blanked here at home. Looking to get one on the board on this drive. 2nd and 4, their own 41. Noel from the gun. 3 receivers left, 1 right. Salmon lone man in the backfield. On a 2nd and 4. The snap, the pitch, Salmon right side, cuts it back, first down and then some. Across the 50,
Eric Salmon,
or at the 50.
Takes the handoff to midfield for another Patriot first down.
And the pickup is 9 for Salmon, and it'll move the chains for Hitchcock Tulare.
Ball is marked at the 50-yard line. 1st and 10, Patriots.
Well, the Patriots here tonight against Falkton, taking on Iroquois Lake Preston next week, then Waverly South Shore. I think we have Woolsey Wessington Parkston next week. I didn't see the schedule yet for next week, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Here's another Salmon run. Oh, bounced off a would-be tackler at the 45, bounces all the way down to the 41. That's going to be awful close to another first down.
1/2 of a yard.
They're going to bring out the chains. Nope, they're going to say he's short. 9.5 on the run. And clock at 3 minutes left in the third is the Patriots looking the best drive they've had since that opening drive. One wide left, one wide right, a wing left, and Noel from the gun with Salmon behind him on a 2nd and 1. It'll be another Salmon handoff. Bouncing it outside, trying to find the hole. Could not come up with one, and will go for no gain. So third and one.
Returns the ball.
Clock winding.
Line of scrimmage. Brings
two and a half left
down
here.
And 18 inches.
220 actually here in the third. And Patriots now on a third and short, needing a conversion here to keep this thing moving. Of course, four down territory here, so I guess you got a couple. Noel will go from the gun. Same look. Salmon to his right. One wide each side. And a wing left is Blaze Binger. Hand off Salmon, and there he'll get the first down. Pickup is about a yard. So a fresh set of downs will make it, or not quite yet. Are they going to measure this?
First and 10.
Patriots first and 10 at the Falcon 40, or just inside of it, with 2 minutes left in the third.
The he's up a fresh set of four.
Patriots down 34 to nothing.
And a half yard line.
Trying to get one on the board here. Trying to get something going, get them fired up, get a little momentum. As the first three quarters of this football game, a good majority of it, the judges would score to Falkton if this was a heavyweight bout. One wide right, couple three receivers left. Here's Noel from the gun. He's got Salmon back there as well. First and 10. Back to pass, right side, launches. Got a man turned around, and is that going to be pass interference? I don't think it will be, no.
Noel's pass to Patrick Maynard is incomplete.
It didn't really look like the defensive back had really any idea where the football was, but I think maybe what they're saying is Maynard kind of initiated that contact. So now a second and 10. Set up at the Falkton 40-yard line. Clock down to a minute 20 left in the third. 1:22 to be exact. So the Patriots now on a second 10 from the Falkton 40. They'll go two wide right, two wide left. Lone man in the backfield is Salmon. And they'll snap it early, I think, and we'll get a flag.
Flag on the play. Whistle dead.
Well, the officials coming in, and the determination is, I'm sure it's a false start against the Patriots, but we'll wait and see. Haven't even called the penalty, and they already marked it off against the Patriots, so it'll definitely be against them. 5 yard penalty, second penalty of the half, 2 yards, 2 penalties, 15 yards, 3 penalties, 25 yards in the game. And this will make it second and about 15 with a minute 21 left in the third, and Falkton leading 34 to nothing. Pass along a scoreboard update as soon as we get a break. I know Wolsey Westington was in a tight one with Gregory. Looked like everybody else was pretty well lopsided. DeSmet maybe threatening to be upset. Here's a motion right to left. Three receivers now left-hand side. Chased out is Noel. He'll dump it off to Salmon. Salmon bounces off the first tackler. But then that same tackler got a hold of him and spun him around a couple times and able to get him to the ground.
Salmon is complete.
And it'll go complete for no gain.
For no gain. Brings up third down and 15 for the Patriots.
So in the half, Noel 2 out of 5 for a yard in the passing game. Clock inside of a minute now. 50 seconds left in the third. Patriots now looking at a third and 15. Noel will get the play from the sideline, and probably not quite the final play of the quarter. We'll see if... Well, maybe it will be.
You're going to run out of time.
Yeah, they're going to... They're going to have to maybe get a timeout here. They're going to get called for delay. Final few seconds. Oh, and did they get him to jump off sides? Boy, that would have worked out well, but I don't think that's the case. I think somebody jumped. Yeah, somebody jumped for the Patriots. Not for just a moment. Maybe that'd work out for them, but. Well, yeah, they're looking that way. That is offsides. So that'll give them back the 5 yards that they gave back on the false start before for Faulkton. That is just their third penalty. Three penalties, 30 yards against Faulkton. So back to a third and 10, a long 10. Knoll from the gun, two receivers right, two receivers left. Solomon in the backfield. The line having a quick chat before the snap. And Knoll will go from the gun on a third and a long 10. Back to passes. Knoll dumped out to Solomon. Solomon tackled in the backfield, and they got him. Looked like he might get away from the initial contact, but a nice tackle there by Lincoln Dickoff. So they'll lose about 5, 6, 7.
And the end of the third quarter.
And that'll be it for three. After three, Faulkton 34, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash landed. I can see coming from the craft.
Is it the sun?
It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance Wessington, equal opportunity provider, 458-2281. For your crop insurance.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Tulare. Fresh 12 is up. Fourth quarter set to get underway. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Woolsey Wessington has extended their lead over top-rated Gregory to 40-20. They're about the midway through the third there at Woolsey Wessington. So Woolsey Wessington looking for a big upset. Again, they lead Gregory 40-20.
Is it, or was this dark in here?
34-0 Faulkton in the lead here. Stanley County still a lead over DeSmet, but it's now 32-20. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror. Scoreboard here in Tulare says 34-0. Here's a little screen pass to Chasing Hawk, and they will pick up about a yard on the fourth down.
Blaze Binger.
Oh, Blaze Binger.
Pass, I'm sorry.
So Blaze goes for about two, but it will turn it over on downs back to Faulkton. So again, scoreboard update brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care. Woonsocket and Wessington Springs Sanborn Central leading Scotland Menno 44-6. They're about midway through the third. Mount Vernon Plankton leading Miller Highmore Herald 52-12. Here is Cotton back at the helm. And the handoff is to Kramer, and Kramer found his groove. 50, 45, 40, 35, and he steps out of bounds at around the 32.
Handoff to Kramer.
So 23 on the carry for Kramer, as he has been largely quiet here in the second half, as, of course, they haven't really needed a lot out of him. Led 26-0 at the break, lead 34-0 here with 11:40 to play, and Faulkton and try to march down and tack on another. First and 10, Patriot 33, Cotton under center, I formation, one wide right is Hall. And off Kramer, right side, got the block, bounces it back in, and dropped at the 30.
And off to Kramer.
A couple of players able to get a hand on him over there.
Gain of 3 yards brings up second.
I think Solomon was one of them.
For the Trojans.
Kramer for two or three on the play, and now a second and about 7 or 8. Clock at 11:11. One wide each side, Cotton from the gun, a wing left, and a lone man in the backfield is Balloon. Snap to Cotton, back to pass, got a man off the end, wings it over the middle, it is out in front of the receiver. A couple of defensive backs come together to knock it away, and look for a split second like the receiver might still get to it, but now we got a Patriot down after that collision. And
good. That's Noel.
It's like Noel needed an extra second to gather himself as Noel and Maynard came together in the end zone there to try to knock away that pass, and I think kind of collided with each other. It does fall incomplete. And now a third and around eight from the Patriot 30. Double wing, single back in the motion man here. Emilius will get the carry. Tried to turn the corner, and he did. 30, 25, slips a tackle inside the 20. Bounces it back in inside the 15. The 10 slips another tackle. He's going to score. My word.
Touchdown, Trojans.
From 31 yards out.
Takes the handoff for another 6-4.
And they could not bring him down. They had a couple of opportunities there, but the sixth score of the game will come with 10:39 to play. Be a 31-yard Spencer Mealyus touchdown run. Trojans will look for two. They lead 40-0. I formation, wide right. Cotton under center. Fake the handoff to Kramer. Cotton rolls out. He's got a man in the back of the end zone. Overthrew him. And the ball ends up in the reeds. So we'll take a quick timeout. 10:39 to play. 40-0 Faulkton. Yep, they're going to have to dig it out of the reeds. We got a Patriot in the swamp right now. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Tulare. 10.5 minutes left in this one, and Faulkton has opened up a 40-0 advantage. Lane Cotton ready to kick it away right to left. As
to the Patriots.
Faulkton, of course. They want to put the foot to this ball, and then that clock will wind, and they would prefer to just keep it winding. Faulkton ain't real far, but it ain't real close either. I'm sure they'd like to be on the bus as soon as possible. Here's a kick out at the 20, the 25, the 30, across the 30-yard line, spun around and out to around the 32 or 3. We'll see if they mark him down, but Patriots come back on a first and 10. We'll see if they make any personnel changes.
I don't know. 20. 20 is the up guy on that side.
With 10:20 left here.
I don't know who that is.
Kickoff returned by Nutledge. First and 10, Patriots at the 35.
And it looks like some things have changed, but Noel's going to stay in at quarterback. One wide left, double wings, single back is Solomon, first and 10. Noel going to follow Eric on a dive to the right. We'll pick up a yard on the run. So the 40-point difference will
moves the ball a yard, brings up second and 9.
Accelerate this one a little bit here, as again the Patriots trailing here at home. Noel will get the call in. Mason Cheddar has just rotated in. couple of receivers to the near side, three to be exact, one to the far side. Salmon out of the backfield with Noel at the helm. He'll pitch to Eric. Salmon looking for the corner. Got a block across the 40 and is escorted out of bounds at the 45. And he is awful close to that first down mark. They marked him a couple yards short.
Brings up third and four.
So makes it about third and three here as the Salmon looking for the sideline there. And kind of tried to regain his footing and bounce it back inside and must have stepped out of bounds at that point as they'll mark him around the 43. And third and a long three here. The Patriots need across the 45 for the first down. Here's Noel from the gun. Three receivers right, one receiver left. Quick pass right side, complete to Chasing Hawk, 45, and to midfield for a Patriot first down. That'll be good for seven.
Midfield for a first down for the Patriots.
Clock at 8 minutes and counting as the Patriots will go first and 10 for midfield.
First and 10.
40 to nothing, Faulkton leads as the Trojans look to stay unbeaten on this young year. Beat Ipswich in the season opener. And now well on their way to a victory against the defending 9B champs. Patriots next week, Iroquois Lake Preston. Couple of receivers, three receivers right, one left. Salmon out of the backfield with Noel from the gun on a first and 10 for midfield. Fake the handoff to Salmon, and Noel will keep it himself. Following Chasing Hawk right side, bounces off a tackle inside the 45 and the 40 and down to the 35. Noel will pick up 15 yards.
Patriot first down.
Nice run, Brendan.
And that will move the chains for the Patriots.
First and 10 from the 35.
Pretty sure we got Woolsey Westington and Parston next week, but tune in on KOKK. Well, tomorrow morning, Jeff will have all the scores and a wrap-up of all the action from tonight. My head's still spinning from trying to get everything put together for the changes for Tiger this weekend, and then also the possibility of video. We're streaming the Tiger game tonight. Here's Salmon, a nice run, bounces off a couple of tackles inside the 30 to 25, and he's bounced out at the 23.
First and 10,
Hitchcock Tulare at the Faulkton 24. And
you're up next week, Mr. Bottom.
5:55 now, midway point here of the fourth quarter, and Faulkton still that 40 to nothing lead. Patriots just trying to punch one through on pride now. Three receivers left. Salmon out of the backfield. Noel the option. He'll keep it himself, and he is swallowed up after a short gain, maybe a yard.
21-yard line.
Two will be the gain. Call it second and eight.
Gain of two brings up second and eight for the Patriots.
Well, Hitchcock Tulare again next week, Iroquois Lake Preston. Remember, we do have Tiger action over on 1340 AM KIJV and Tiger 95.3. And if you haven't heard, making some changes on Tiger 95. Sunday night, I'll be adjusting some things, flipping some switches, pushing some buttons, and by Monday morning, Tiger 95 will sound a little bit different to you. Still have John and Heidi on. I'll still be on in the midday. Here's Noel, the handoff to Salmon. Salmon right up the middle, bounces it in for a gain of maybe another yard or so, maybe two.
Salmon powers to the 20-yard line. Brings up third and six.
Third and around six here for Hitchcock. Tulare set up at the Faulkton 20. They need down to around the 14 here. That clock still winding down to 4:20 left. 40 to nothing. Faulkton on top.
Come on, guys. Punch one in.
Noel with the call. He's got Salmon to his left. Three receivers right. All right, three receivers left, one receiver right. And Noel on a third and six. Back to pass. Couple of ends converge. The pass is complete over to Binger. Binger inside the 15 or to the 15. They needed six, and I think they got five
pass
of them.
Pass is complete to Chasing Hawk.
Oh, I guess that was Chasing Hawk. And
brings up fourth.
We'll
down
put him down for five. So fourth. Fourth and around two here. And with 3.5 to play, the Patriots needing to convert this one if they're going to get one in the end zone. And a fumble is how this
Patriots recover their own
will end. And that drive, anyway.
Results in a turnover on downs. First and 10.
Either way, they recovered the fumble, but it does turn over on downs. So Faulkton will get it back with 3:17 left. And one would assume, would again want to get this out of here. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Stanley County still up on DeSmet, 32-20. Jones County 48-6 over Sunshine Bible Academy. Iroquois Lake Preston 50-0 got beat by Freeman Marion Freeman Academy. Woolsey Westington up on Gregory 42-20. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout, so we'll take one as well. We'll take a quick 30 and we'll finish up the scoreboard. 30 seconds on 1210 KOKK.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tool Air Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Tigers trailing 20-7 with 8 minutes left in the third. Watertown blanks Brookings tonight 33-0. Yankton over Mitchell 42-0. And Peer leading Aberdeen Central 32-0. In 11B, Woonsocket and Weston and Spring Sanborn Central leading Scotland Menno 51-13. Miller Highmore Herald got beat by Mount Vernon Plankington 52-19. As we mentioned, Woolsey Westington up on Gregory 42-20, and it's 40-0 Faulkton leading here in Tulare. 2.5 left as the backup's on here for Faulkton.
Handoff from number 11, Roseland.
Sean Roseland on the carry here.
Gain of four, brings up second down.
And Roseland picks up four. Stanley County's extended their lead on DeSmet to 38-30. Hamlin beat up on Del Rapids St. Mary's tonight, 42-6 the final in that one. And we're down to 2 minutes here in Tulare. And Faulkton listening to the coach's orders and waiting for the countdown before they snap the football. Here's a run to the right side, and that's going to be good for about nine. And we'll see.
Still can't see his number.
Brings up a first down for the coaches.
I think we'll just give Roseland credit because, well, nobody pays attention to my stats anyway. They don't really matter. I just keep them for the post-game show, and I make everybody quite aware that I'm trying to do a couple of things at once. I'll miss the occasional play. My stats are ballpark stats. Under center, Faulkton, I formation, a receiver left with 105 to play. This one basically in the books here, all over but the final tally.
84.
Here's the pitch over.
Landon Dickoff for the run.
We'll go with Landon Dickoff.
Gets back to the line of scrimmage.
And that one's going to go for
second and 10.
Maybe a short yard. Should be about the final play of this one, 35-34. They won't have to come to the line inside of 30, so this should be it. 40-0, Faulkton leads. Final play of this one, and the Patriots can throw this one on the scrap heap and get ready next week for Iroquois Lake Preston. They're probably not going to take a whole lot of positives out of this one as Faulkton's going to take a knee, and it will end 40-0. Faulkton picks up the win over the defending 9B champions with an exclamation point here in Tulare. There's the final buzzer, and your final score is Faulkton 40, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show coming your way in 3 minutes on KOKK.
Cheddar Feedlot of Hitchcock is now selling bred heifers, Black Angus, Red Angus, Fancy F1 Baldy, A1 to Black, and A1 to Charlet. All cattle are ultrasounded for 21-day cycles. Call Tony for viewing at 605-350-0401. Cheddar Feedlot now selling bred heifers. Call them today. Again, call Tony. 605-350-0401. Go Patriots!
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrellos will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrellos will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Coming up at Mitchell Livestock Market, Mitchell, South Dakota, starting out on Wednesday morning, August 30th, 8 a.m. sharp, selling the butcher cows and bulls, 9 a.m. selling the fat cattle, then back on the way ups, breeding stock and baby and starter calves. We will have 40 black and Charlet cross calves weighing 250 to 450 pounds, 20 black calves weighing 250 to 350, 10 black calves weighing 2.5 to 3.5, all head around to shots, and they'll be selling right off the cow after the way ups on Wednesday. No feeder cattle sale on Thursday, August 31st, as we have quite a few of our employees that have children in the 4-H and FFA competitions at the South Dakota State Fair. Make sure you attend the State Fair in Huron and support these young and upcoming farmers and ranchers. Mitchell Livestock Market's next feeder cattle special will be on Thursday, September 7th, expecting 2,000 head. For more information or to consign, please call Mitchell Livestock Market at 605-996-6543. Check out MitchellLivestockAuction.com or go to Mitchell Livestock Market's Facebook page. Have a great day and thank you from Mitchell Livestock Market, your livestock market in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the post-game show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK. Brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
Well, thank you, sir. And Matt Watson back here for the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show as the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots come out tonight and lay an egg on their home field. Got beat by Falkton by the final of 40-0. Take a look, first of all, at the scoring summary. It started with 2:18 to play in the first, a two-yard Garrett Kramer run, his first of three in the first half. The two-point pass, Lane Cotton to Drake Mueller, was good. It was 8-0 Falkton. One more score in the opening quarter for the Trojans. 1:07 to play in the first, a 52-yard Garrett Kramer run. The two-point run failed. It was 14-0 Falkton after one quarter. Second quarter, a couple of Falkton scores. 8:14 to play in the second, a 40-yard Lane Cotton run. The two-point pass was no good. It was 20-0, and with 3:02 to play in the second, the Trojans would make it 26 at the half on an 11-yard Garrett Kramer run, his third of the half. The two-point pass was no good, and it was 26-0 in favor of Falkton. In the third quarter, 7:08 to play in the third, a 28-yard pass, Lane Cotton to Spencer Melius. The two-point pass was good. Again, Cotton to Melius. It was 34-0, and one more with 10:39 to play. A 31-yard Spencer Melius run. The two-point pass failed, and it was 40-0 Falkton, and that was your final score here this evening as Falkton wins by the final of 40-0. Gary Zell, Auto Glass post-game show report here on 1210 KOKK and live online at HeronRadio.com. Let's send it back to the studios for another two-minute break. We'll come back and break down some individual numbers. The numbers we know now, Falkton 40, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. Back with more Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 3 minutes. 3 minutes on 1210 KOKK.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
Prostrello Motors in Huron thanks everyone for their business in July. Now that August is here, it's time to get ready for the big one, the South Dakota State Fair. Prostrello's will be there at their fairgrounds building with vehicle displays, cold water, and more. Prostrello's will also sponsor the Friday night entertainment and just may have a few tickets to give away for the show. Prostrello Motor Sales in Huron thanks you for your business and have a great time at the big one, the South Dakota State Fair.
Coming up at Mitchell Livestock Market, Mitchell, South Dakota, starting out on Wednesday morning, August 30th, 8 a.m. sharp, selling the butcher cows and bulls, 9 a.m. selling the fat cattle, then back on the way ups, breeding stock and baby and starter calves. We will have 40 black and Charlet cross calves weighing 250 to 450 pounds, 20 black calves weighing 250 to 350, 10 black calves weighing 2.5 to 3.5, all head around to shots, and they'll be selling right off the cow after the way ups on Wednesday. No feeder cattle sale on Thursday, August 31st, as we have quite a few of our employees that have children in the 4-H and FFA competitions at the South Dakota State Fair. Make sure you attend the State Fair in Huron and support these young and upcoming farmers and ranchers. Mitchell Livestock Market's next feeder cattle special will be on Thursday, September 7th, expecting 2,000 head. For more information or to consign, please call Mitchell Livestock Market at 605-996-6543. Check out MitchellLivestockAuction.com or go to Mitchell Livestock Market's Facebook page. Have a great day and thank you from Mitchell Livestock Market, your livestock market in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And welcome back to Tulare, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. Matt Watson here live, and thanks again to all our great sponsors. Not only Gary Zell Auto Glass, our post-game report sponsor, also thanks to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as they bring us the reading of the officials. And thanks for bearing with us tonight as we, again, are breaking in some new equipment and I think a new board operator as far as local sports is concerned. So we're working with that back at the studio. But just about all the problems tonight have definitely been mine as we're trying to break in some new equipment. We're going to be offering some video feeds here on area pretty soon. I know we tried to break that in tonight with the Tigers as well. And bigger and better things coming. We're looking here down the road a little bit, but trying to break everything in tonight. So I think we're good to go here for another section of the Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game report. And again, thanks to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and thanks to the Mayor Family Hair Care. They bring us scoreboard updates, and we'll run through that here in a few. So the Patriots fall to 1-1. In this game tonight, they were penalized three times for 25 yards. In the air, Brandon Noel was 10 of 21 for 133 yards and two picks. One interception by Garrett Kramer, one interception by number 42, Charlie Dieter. 10 of 21, two picks and 133 yards for Noel. Solomon, four catches, 71 yards. Peyton Chasinghawk, three catches, 60 yards. Blaze Binger, two catches for a yard. And Derek Johnson, a catch for a yard as well. Again, Noel in the air, 10 of 21, two picks and 133 yards. They did crank it up in the second half on the ground a little bit. Peyton Chasinghawk, two carries, minus four. Blaze Binger, a carry, minus three. Brandon Noel ends up 13 totes for 55 yards. And Eric Salmon, 24 carries for 116. And a fumble that they did recover. So, again, around, 50, 160. So, about 160 or so on the ground and another 130 through the air. 25 penalty yards as the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots fall to 1-1. For the Falkton Trojans on the road tonight, Lane Cotton ends up 3-7 for 76 yards and a touchdown. Drake Mueller, a catch for 8. Spencer Milius, two catches for 68 and a score. Again, 76 through the air. Lane Cotton, 3-7 for 76 and a touchdown. Bunch more on the ground. Landon Dick off a carry for 0. Sean Roseland, two carries for 13. Lane Cotton, two carries for 56 and a touchdown. Tristan Balloon, four carries for 67 yards. Spencer Milius, five catches for 59 yards and a touchdown. And Garrett Kramer, 13 carries, 136 yards, and three scores to lead the Falkton Trojans on the ground. So let's see, 180, 240, over 300 yards on the ground tonight for Falkton, and another 76 through the air. They were penalized just three times in this game for a total of 30 yards. So Falkton goes to 2-0. Hitchcock Tulare Patriots fall to 1-1. And, of course, for Hitchcock Tulare, at Iroquois Lake Preston next week, home against Waverly South Shore, at Avon, at SBA, and then they close out home against DeSmet and Great Plains Lutheran. For the Falkton area Trojans, after their victory here tonight, I know somewhere in this pile of paperwork I got their schedule. Falkton next week is home against Potter County, then at Sully Buttes, home against at Northwestern, at Warner, home against Faith, and home against Loyola Frederick to close out the year. The Patriots fall to 1-1, and the Falkton area Trojans raise their season mark 2-2-0. We're going to take one more 60-second timeout. We'll come back and thank everybody we need to thank and wrap it up from Tulare. Again, the final here tonight, Falkton 40, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. Back in a minute with the final segment of the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show, 60 seconds on KOKK.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Stretches Well Service Incorporated would like to wish the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots the best of luck in today's game. Stretches Well Service does jobs all over South Dakota, including installation of artesian, shallow, and geothermal wells, and pump repair, installation, and irrigation work. Stretches Well Service is your T&L irrigation dealer. Get a hold of Stretch or Jeremy and see what they can do for you. Stretches Well Service of Hitchcock says, Go Patriots!
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Welcome back to Tulare, final segment of the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show, and we got some thank yous to send out here. But first, the Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Keep in mind, Lori and Kylie at the Mirror are offering styles for the entire family. Cuts, colors, waxes, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, eyelash extensions. You can stop in 35 4th Street Southeast, downtown Huron. You can call for an appointment with Lori at 605-883-HAIR, or you can call or text for an appointment with Kylie at 605-553-1628. They will accept walk-ins, stop down, or give a call to the Mirror Family Hair Care in downtown Huron. Final scoreboard update. Final here tonight in Tulare, Falkton 40, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. With 6 minutes to play in Stanley County. Stanley County leading DeSmet by a score of 38-30. Woolsey Westington was in a pretty good one there with Gregory. They were up 42-20. Oh, they're up 42-26 with about 9 minutes to play in that one. Iroquois Lake Preston did get beat tonight by the final of 50-0. Moving up to 11AA, the Huron Tigers trailing T 27-7. They got about 9 minutes left in that one. Get you an update on Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central. They put up 59 on Scotland Minnow. They win 59-13, and Miller Highmore Herald falls to Mount Vernon Plankinton by the, well, pretty much the same score, a 52-19 final. Mount Vernon Plank in front of Miller Highmore Herald. So that is a final check of your scoreboard. The scoreboard updates all brought to you there by the Mirror Family Hair Care. The Mirror Family Hair Care located in downtown Huron. So thanks again to the Mirror for bringing us our scoreboard updates. Thanks again to South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, for bringing us the reading of the officials. Thanks again to Gary Zell Auto Glass. They help bring us your postgame report. We will have some area sponsors to thank in a moment. We will also have some Hitchcock Tulare sponsors to thank. I do want to thank Shane Gaditz, head coach of the Falkton Trojans. Also want to thank Tom Salmon, head coach of the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. Want to thank Jeff Clark here, the AD in Hitchcock Tulare. Want to thank Jason Wenzel. Wenzel's always real gracious in helping us out with anything technical and even offered up the Wi-Fi tonight. But we're trying to test out the hotspot here, trying to get all of our stuff working. And, you know, overall, I got to say, I'm pretty happy. I was not happy this afternoon at about 4:30 getting everything put together, but it seems like everything worked, so I'll get the full report when I get back. You can get the full report on sports right here on Dakota Sports. Jeff will be in tomorrow. He's going to have a wrap-up there. He'll have all the scores from tonight's game. He'll talk to all the coaches that he can gather, and he'll get you ready for another week of Dakota Sports. So again, the Tigers trailing 27-7. They got about 9 minutes left to play according to the scoreboard. That is our game of the evening over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. And also some people to thank, Jason Lunchbox Beals, and the newest member of the team, Amanda, back at the studio there tonight. Great job on the sliders. And of course, thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. Stay tuned. We've got some Tigers, some changes coming on Tigers Sunday evening into Monday morning. So stay tuned there. And of course, we'll announce as soon as we're confident on the video and all that, we'll announce where you can take a look at that. For now, tune in to 1210 KOKK or catch us live on the interwebs at HuronRadio.com. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on 1210 AM KOKK, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exciting high school sports. We are Dakota Sports on KOKK. Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by...
Thanks so much to our area sports sponsors, including Shooters in Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Ken Clark Insurance here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Vern's Manufacturing in Westington, Pastrallo Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds in Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, and the Real Estate Connection. Thanks again to our Hitchcock Tulare sponsors, Stretch's Well Service and Cheddar Feedlot. Thanks again to our South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They bring us the officials. Gary's Auto Glass, our post-game sponsor, and the Mirror Family Hair Care brings us any in-game game scoreboard updates. Remember, tune in. Jeff Duffy will have a full scoreboard, all the South Dakota sports action tomorrow morning, South Dakota sports Saturday. We'll also talk to all the coaches he can gather and get you all the reports he can. Pass along, of course, to the schedule for next week. The Huron Tigers are live right now on 1340 KIJV and 95.3 FM and, of course, on the web at HuronRadio.com. Your final here tonight, Faulkton, a big winner over the defending 9B champions, the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. The final here tonight, Faulkton 40, Hitchcock Tulare nothing. I'm back Monday on KOKK 1 to 4, and of course back next Friday night with more high school football action. For Jason Lunchbox Beals and Amanda back at the studio, and for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.